Hello, this is Mark White, Professor of History at Queen Mary University of London, and I'm going to be talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962, the most dangerous episode in the history of the Cold War. The first thing I want to talk about is the question of why the Cuban Missile Crisis happened in the first place. This is one of the ways in which the historical debate on the Cuban Missile Crisis has changed. In the 1960s and 1970s, most historians who worked on this topic focused on the missile crisis itself, those 13 days in October 1962 when the world teetered on the brink of nuclear war. But over the last 25 years, historians have become as interested in the question of why the crisis happened in the first place, not just a question of how it was diffused. And as historians have pondered this question, many have reached the conclusion that John Kennedy, who was elected president in 1960, bears some of the responsibility for causing the crisis in the first place, and for two reasons. The one is that he carried out a policy as soon as he became president in January 1961 of aggression towards Cuba and its revolutionary leader Fidel Castro. The bottom line was he tried to overthrow Castro in a number of ways. In April 1961, he authorized the Bay of Pigs invasion, a CIA organized invasion of Cuba using Cuban emigres, which failed. 7 months later, in November 1961, Kennedy launched Operation Mongoose, the biggest CIA operation in history up to that point, the aim of which was to trigger an uprising against Castro with the ultimate objective of overthrowing the Cuban leader. There were also assassination attempts made by the CIA against Castro. A number were planned in the early 1960s. There's the debate over whether Kennedy knew about the assassination attempts, but the weight of evidence suggests that he did. Kennedy also worked to diplomatically isolate Cuba. He also imposed economic sanctions. He authorized his military to develop contingency plans to attack Cuba. So firstly, there was that, this attempt to overthrow Fidel Castro. Secondly, Kennedy, and this is not generally appreciated, secondly, Kennedy authorized the biggest peacetime increase in US military spending in history up to that point. And this was at a time when the US already had a huge lead over the Soviet Union in terms of nuclear weapons. Probably the best estimates we have is that the US had something like 17 times as many nuclear warheads as the Soviet Union at the start of the 1960s. And despite that, Kennedy authorised a huge military build-up. Now, Khrushchev always maintained that there were two main reasons why he decided in the spring of 1962 to deploy nuclear missiles in Cuba. One was to defend Cuba from an anticipated Kennedy-authorized US attack on the island. The second was that he wanted, at least to some extent, to close the nuclear gap by putting in Cuba missiles which were capable of striking American territory from Cuba. They wouldn't be able to do so from the Soviet Union. And what some historians feel is that Kennedy's policies basically helped create those concerns. Had he not tried to get rid of Castro through the Bay of Pigs and Operation Mongoose and so on, then Khrushchev would not have felt it was necessary to put nuclear missiles in Cuba to defend the island from an anticipated attack. And if Kennedy hadn't authorised a huge military build-up, then Khrushchev would have been less concerned about the nuclear balance of power between the superpowers. That's not to exonerate Khrushchev from the decision that he made. It was a reckless one and it was unnecessary. Had he deployed conventional troops and not nuclear weapons in Cuba, that would have been enough to deter any US attack. And he could have closed the missile gap by simply accelerating the development of nuclear missiles based in the Soviet Union, which is precisely what the Soviet Union proceeded to do later in the 1960s. There's a real debate now on the question of the origins of the Cuban Missile Crisis, why it happened in the first place, with a number of historians feeling that Kennedy himself played a significant role in triggering this crisis. There's one other thing I want to talk about in terms of the pre-Cuban Missile Crisis period, which is a very interesting issue. And that's in the period in the autumn of 1962, just before the Cuban Missile Crisis, September 1962, early October 1962. There is some evidence now which indicates that Kennedy was seriously considering a military attack of some sort on Cuba. And this is even before he found out that there were nuclear missiles in Cuba. Some people feel that these were just contingency plans which he would not have implemented. Other people think it was more serious than that, and that there was a strong possibility that he might have authorised an attack on Cuba, even had he not found out that there were missiles on the island.